Good morning. My name is Chevelle Young, and I didn't know that I would have this opportunity. So I didn't really prepare myself for such as this. But my name is Chevelle Young, and I've been a resident of Lake City, Florida for over 25 years. And I feel myself getting emotional. I do every time I talk about this, but I'm going to get through this if you'll just bear with me. I am a retired State of Florida employee with almost 20 years being working in close relations with law enforcement by way of Baker County Clerk of Courts, McLean, Florida. I am the daughter of Fuller Reed Jr., who was a police officer back in the 70s. So I grew up loving and being cared by law enforcement because he had very close friends. He was a very friendly person, my father was, and he was very much loved and admired in the community, and especially by his coworkers. I have four siblings, all who work in corrections. So there's a special place in my heart for law enforcement. I am a law-abiding citizen. And not only that, I am a person who loves people. It's very important to me, the care of people. I just love people. I treat people with love, and I expect the same. Respect is a high priority to me. But on July 9th, 2016, I had a terrible encounter with Lake City Police Department officers. And I don't know if it was the same day or the next day. I had a very disappointing encounter with Chief Gilmore, whom I've always admired from different views. I've always admired her and still respect her today. This encounter has ruined my trust with the very ones whom I've always looked to for protection and also for guidance and possibly even for counseling to an extent. So I just want to briefly tell you my story. I know you said 3 minutes. I want to briefly tell you what happened to me. Well, I had just returned from a week-long vacation in South Beach, Miami, where I was very uncomfortable. You know how it is away from home, and I don't go many places. I just enjoy being home. And I South Beach, you know, fast-paced. Everybody's moving fast, and I was just very uncomfortable. And I just couldn't wait to get home. I wanted to get home where I can drive, and horns are not honking at me, and I'm not being pushed and shoved on the highway and on the sidewalks and in the mall. I just wanted to be home. Well, I arrived home, and the following day, I loaded up myself and my grandchildren. It was four of them. One was only 8 months old. The oldest one, I believe, at the time was 14 years old. And I was taking them to the city pool. They wanted to go swimming. We got to the pool, and the pool was closed. So we decided to come back home and just enjoy being around our home. So we got on the way back, we fell into, I'll say, a very, I guess, serious. It became serious. I don't think it was as serious as it turned out to be. But I was, I came into, it was a four-way stop, and even though I've been here over 25 years, I'm really still not familiar with the name of streets and all. I live on Perry Street. Well, I found myself one street over from Perry Street, and I was at a four-way stop. And I saw one police car that really stood out because he was at the stop, and then here I am at the stop, and I won't go because I don't want to interrupt. I look to my left, and I see police lights, and I say, well, I don't know what to do. So he pointed for me to go ahead and turn, but I didn't know that I was turning for him to come and stop me. He put his lights on me, and I stopped, and I told the children, just don't move, it's okay. I'm telling them it's okay, but I'm terrified. I'm scared to death. So the police, since it was about 8 of them, spread it across. All of them had guns. I'm so fearful of guns. All of them had guns. I mean, I don't know the name of guns, but shotguns and handguns, you name it. I was looking through the barrel of all of them, sitting in my car. And I was trying to yell. I kind of slowly reached my hand over to the window to let the window down. And all I wanted to say was, I live just across the street. I haven't done anything wrong. Don't shoot us. Just give us a chance. But as I reached, let the window down to say this, they hollered, "Don't move. Put your hands up." All of us in our car, in the car with our hands up, even the 8-month-old had his hands up. I was terrified. I didn't know what to do. I told my daughter, who was sitting in the passenger seat, I said, "Just take your phone out and record." And then my spirit said, "No, don't let her take her phone out because they may think it's a gun." So I said, no, don't take your phone out, put it down. So by this time I did reach, get the window down a little bit, and I said, "I'm just a street away from home. I just want to go home." But they remained there for a good while with the guns drawn. And I know it was by the grace of God that they did not shoot, and I thank him every day. But let me tell you something, that has left me with a scar. I can drive now, and if I see a police car coming toward me, the lights look like barrels of guns. And that's the horrible, horrible place to be. I need to be able to trust those who are placed in positions to protect me. I need to be able to walk up to a police officer in uniform and ask a question or directions or anything of a concern. I should be able to walk up to a police officer and feel safe and feel that I'm going to get proper protection. I just feel like they owe that to me and my children, and everyone else whom sits or stands under their protection. But we don't get that. And I'm standing here today not to bash anyone. I'm not here to make anyone look bad, but I'm simply here to speak in support of this board. We need it. We need this. And I've heard the other sayings. I've heard Sylvester Warren, and I've heard the gentleman that the other people that have spoken, and I really, it's nothing negative. It's very positive. And I guarantee you there are others who are like me. You know, when I walked into the chief's office, I don't know if it was the same day or the next day, I didn't expect to leave out feeling like someone who wasn't cared for. Someone who, it just doesn't matter that this happened to you. I shouldn't have left there feeling like that. And I hope you understand me today. I am very, very, very disappointed. I'm very hurt. And even though it's been, almost 5 years, it seems just like yesterday. I'm afraid for my children. I was told when I called the chief before I went to visit her. And my sister always tell me, she said, you gave ammunition is what you did. You don't ever tell your story before you enter the office. But when I went into her office and I began to talk, she told me that she was going to show the video or capture of what happened. She played it on the laptop, and the oldest granddaughter, she looked at me and she said, "Nana, that's not all of it. Where are the guns?" And she said, "That's all of it." And she told me that she did not view that tape before she came in that office. And let me tell you something. I have worked with law enforcement. And I'm in no high position. But I know that I'm not going to come and sit before anyone before viewing the tape, knowing what my people have done, she told me that there's no way to edit this tape. I know better. I can edit anything I want to edit. And I'm not saying that happened. I'm not saying that happened. It, whatever happened, they could have turned the tape off. They could have stopped. I don't know if body cams. They could have shut everything down at the scene. I don't know what happened. But what I do know is that video was not the full video. And I'm going to stop. I think I've given you enough to let you know the concern for the citizens of Lake City and Columbia County. There's a great concern, and we need to take this opportunity right now to show the people of Lake City and Community County that we care about the people. That's what it's all about. Caring about the people, being in a place where you can offer help. Is it going to change everything? No, it won't change everything, but it'll kill a lot of stuff. Thank you, and God bless you.
All right. Come on, Mr. Count.
Oh, I was informed that it was the wrong, they were looking for someone with a car similar to mine, the car that looked like mine, and it was the house that, where all this happened, the house was closed. I spoke with the lady who allegedly made the call. I was told that they were informed that the person had a gun. She said that was never said, that no gun was ever mentioned. And also, let me share this. I know a lot of people from a lot of places, in a lot of places. And I came into contact with this officer one day. He was in uniform. I didn't recognize him because he had on a Lake City uniform. And he spoke to me. And we began to talk, and I kind of, you know, was kind of hesitant about getting close to him because he had his gun and all. And I'm not kidding you. I'm terrified of it. And I shared with him this same encounter that I'm sharing with you. And he said to me, where did this come from? I say it came from the car I was driving. And he said, what car? I said, it was a 2006. Black Lexus GS300. He say, no, you're kidding me. He say they use that car, that incident, that encounter is used now for training. Well, gee, thanks. God bless.
Okay. Imagine again, Dr. Thomas, the counselor.
Yeah, one more.